This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, 1st July, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm night across Israel. Tel Aviv is experiencing clear skies, while Jerusalem remains pleasantly cool. Haifa enjoys a gentle breeze this evening, perfect for a relaxed night outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, in the past hour, the Times of Israel reports that the IDF has killed a Hamas commander and four terrorists in Gaza. This operation targeted individuals planning attacks on Israeli troops. Also, Israel Hayom reflects on the 1,000 days since Black October, highlighting achievements and failures in the Middle East. The report discusses leadership changes and evolving regional dynamics. Also this hour, families continue to grapple with loss, as Ynet details a project returning them to the last pictures of their loved ones from October 7th. Separately, Ynet reports that female soldiers were asked to leave a post during Prime Minister Netanyahu's visit to Haredi troops in Lebanon. Women were reportedly kept downstairs for hours. And finally, Forward takes us back to a historic Israeli rescue operation from July 4, 1976. This mission saved 102 Israeli lives and remains a significant moment in military history. From X, the latest. Dr. Einat Wilf, a former politician, shared just minutes ago the importance of maintaining the current security service law in Israel. Ynet Global reports that Kamala Harris is engaging with pro-Palestinian figures as speculation mounts about her potential 2028 election run. Iris, a social media user, shared the moving words of Edan Alexander, a Hamas captivity survivor, at the Maccabiah Games. He expressed gratitude for those who helped him return home. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Times of Israel report, the IDF's operation in Gaza comes as part of ongoing efforts to dismantle threats along the border. This strike, targeting a Hamas commander, underscores Israel's commitment to preempting planned attacks on its forces. Such actions highlight the volatility in the region and the ongoing security challenges. Turning to Israel Hayom's reflection on Black October, the analysis marks 1,000 days since that pivotal event, evaluating shifts in power and strategic alliances. Changes in leadership and agreements, such as with Lebanon, have reshaped the Middle East landscape. These developments continue to influence regional stability and diplomatic relations. Meanwhile, Ynet's report on the Last Picture Project provides a poignant look at families coping with loss. This initiative offers them a way to preserve the memory of loved ones lost during the events of October 7th. Such projects play a vital role in healing and remembrance within the community. In a related development, Ynet highlights a gender-related incident involving female soldiers during Netanyahu's visit. The exclusion of women to accommodate Haredi troops reflects ongoing tensions over military gender integration. This incident raises questions about equality and operational efficiency within the IDF. And finally, from Forward, we revisit the remarkable rescue operation of 1976. This military feat, often likened to a Hollywood script, exemplifies Israel's capability and resolve in rescuing its citizens. The mission continues to inspire current and future defense strategies. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that Vision Wave has acquired a 51% stake in Meteor Aerospace, a company known for its UAVs. This deal is pending successful flight tests of their flagship drone. Separately, Ynet Business reveals that Meta plans to enter the cloud business, aiming to sell excess AI compute capacity. This move is part of efforts to leverage its extensive data center investments. And finally, Globes has learned that the Defense Ministry has ordered advanced drone detection radar systems from Magos. These systems will be deployed along the Lebanese border to enhance security measures. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 1 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.